usual, only the España, which understands, but to me it seems when the world is dark, you experience it, and only just a moment now and then of seeing the world is light, it seems a real different experience from now.
Quite different, because now the Manodvara, the Dvara of thinking, is hidden. Only the five doorways appear. But when it's the Panya which can discern the true nature of realities, Manodvara appear as dark as it is, with some flash of different object at a time. By then, the meaning of dhatu or element is very clear. And is one ready to give up the idea of self? Tomorrow, 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 until it's today. One must be very brave, very courageous, and very cheerful to face the realities as just different reality at a time. And the Panya experience on citta experience.
Yes. In Cambodia, someone, or you asked a person how it feels to have Panya like that there is no self, and then she answered that it is frightening and she will be afraid.
Because it's so dark, nothing. So it's very frightening when it's not the developed Panya. So one knows oneself whether one has that level of Panya or not yet. To be alone. And it's not I, but only the element which can experience an object. No friend, no family, no one.
But we cannot imagine it, but still, it's very important since we cling to people who are dear to us and we are going to lose them. So I think it's very, very important.
So when there is the idea of self, one can try every way to gain Nibbana, because one does know that even the Sankara Dhamma, the conditioned reality, which is conditioned, arising and falling away, is not Nibbana. But Panya has to know this before attaining the Four Noble Truths. The first truth, we ready? No one there. So one can study Dhamma with the idea of self. Very interesting. And it can condition some understanding or more understanding theoretically. But is one ready to realize the true nature of reality as no one, nothing, but only nama and rupa? Who is brave?
Now, I never thought, it just never occurred to me to it to be a fearful idea, because if it is, it is. There's no separate, you can't decide that.
Isn't it frightening, because everything is lost completely? Nothing. New world. World of Paramattha Dhamma only. Darkness with the experiencing reality, which knows at that very moment.
I guess it's my distance from experiencing it that keeps me from being afraid.
It's object of attachment, it's not real.
Also, I think there people do get discouraged hearing this if they cling to another view, particularly that this threatens. Whereas if one doesn't have any particular other view that one clings to, then this is not threatening in that respect, at least.
Only the first vipassanayana is not enough to eradicate wrong view. Even only tattu, but it's me, deeply I.
Sorry, Ajahn. Even
the first vipassanayana.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it is so dark and frightening, where is the cheerfulness then?
Panya. Only panya. Which knows that it's so true. Because you cannot change the world. You cannot change the characteristic of citta because citta doesn't have shape and form or other kind of rupa at all. It's only the element which has no rupa in it and it experiences, it knows. So one is so honest because when it's frightening and not enough panya, it's gone. Only there. No higher understanding. By knowing this, the satipatthana develops on and on with courageous to know that this is not the end yet because there is the very deeply rooted self.
Can I ask about the idea of self, Ajahn? Is when we say clinging to an idea of self, is that the same as having an idea of self, or does clinging to an idea of self connote something more sort of stronger and deep-rooted than having an idea of self?
Whenever there is the idea of self, there is clinging. Otherwise, that cannot occur.
I suppose for everyone that's slightly different in terms of intensity and so forth, isn't it? So for each individual, that kind of idea of self is relatively constant throughout one's life, I suppose, so that there may not be times when it's particularly strong. Relatively speaking, it's constant, I suppose. How does one recognize?
There is not only tanha, but there is also upadana. Tanha is attachment, and upadana is clinging strongly.
It's difficult to know the difference because I came across this in the Cambodia translation that I find it difficult. Tanha, karma tanha, bhava tanha, cling to birth and not to be reborn. And then upadana, also clinging to sensuousness. And dit upadana, clinging to wrong view and clinging to the idea of self. So I was a bit confused when translating it, that it was a bit overlapping each other.
Can we say different degrees?
So upadana is stronger.
Right. Yes.
So when it's something like clinging to the idea of self, which, as we've said, is a relative constant in one's life, it's difficult to recognize this if it's always
depends
there at the same.
Depends on the explanation too, because sometimes it says that there are 7 moments of javana. The first javana is tanha, and the second one is the upatana. So it depends.
On that aspect.
Yeah.
Would it be true to say that wrong view is more apparent than clinging to idea of self? Or what either?
The idea of self is also wrong view.
Wrong view of practice.
Also wrong view.
Right. would it be true to say that wrong view of practice is...
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is more apparent than clinging to idea of self.
It's so very subtle too, because only sota patimaka citta can eradicate it.
But there are grosser aspects, perhaps, of wrong practice than there are of clinging to idea of self.
Right.
Clinging to self can also be mana or visloba, not only with wrong view. And we studied Dhamma, so we may have more the form of ditti, which is a wrong practice, just going a little bit wrong by clinging.
So the idea of self we have at times when there's mana, is that the idea of self that we talk about when we talk about clinging to idea of self? If I hope that's clear. Sorry.
Okay. One clings to the self with mana, and one clings to the self with lobha, and one clings to the self with titi, wrong view, different moment. So titi is not mana. Conceit is not wrong view.
So we need to know more about the characteristic of ditti, wrong view.
Wrong understanding.
Wrong understanding.
Yeah.
So by studying Dhamma, we know in theory about wrong view, and we may believe that we don't have the ditti, the clinging to self is ditti, but we can be mistaken.
It seems like we have to know by theory first, but there can be the direct awareness and understand reality, not just by following the book. For example, we all have mana. Who does not have? Only the arahata. See how subtle it is. And so in the beginning it's not be able to trace or know the very subtle mana. For example, someone laughs when the other people do something funny. And when they laugh, they say that because it's so funny. But what's there? Deeply. Can one know whether it's there mana? Because that person doesn't do anything like they do.
So there's a comparison going on there.
It's not necessary to be a comparison, but when one feels that one is so important, like the balloon, nothing inside, but it's so high up there. Through speech, through deeds, through thought.
So whenever we are with people or look at people and there is no wrong view, we can have lots of mana all the time. But when we look at people, there can also be metta instead. Only there may be again trying, because we don't like to have mana, and then we think we should develop metta.
All these realities can be known exactly, precisely by panya. That's why it says in Tipitaka that the person who develops satipatthana and has great panya is able to shoot very far and very accurate. Because you see that what can be the object of satipatthana in the beginning is only the reality is very common. But when panya grows, it can see more quicker in between the kusala and akusala. because one might think that, oh, it's kusala. But while one is performing a kusala deed, what about the different moments there? Attachment to the taste or attachment to such and such object.
Or but the
deed is kusala. Pardon?
Or right. The mana too. Right. So as Panya develops, it uncovers these other realities that are hidden to us at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, someone asked about the different sound, very low and very loud. These are real, but Panya can see that they are different. Because some think that only the loud one can be aware of. But actually, everything which appears, Panya can follow. No matter it's low or loud.
But when it is low or loud, it's already thinking, and Panya knows only it is the characteristic of sound, but it is low, it is loud, that is true. But I have an idea that it is thinking when you define it.
No word. But Panya... Citta can experience everything clearly. You don't have to say low or loud.
But these details, they are also known by Panya, is that true?
As Citta can know anything, Panya can understand anything.
This is an engineer's question. If someone is hard of hearing, so their hearing is not very good, the sound, if they don't experience the sound, then there is no, even though this, we might, but, yeah, I guess I answered my own question.
No exception.
But the sound is the same in terms of its...
It doesn't matter who hears it clearly or not clearly. But the moment when citta experiences it, the object is there for each moment.
So someone who's hard of hearing might not experience it where we might.
Because there's no we, only the citta experiences it.
Yeah.
Is very common, natural, but ignorance cannot know the true nature of them. But when Panya develops, it can understand each one as it is. No problem about time and place and object. When there's problem, it indicates that there is no development of Panya. Not the development of Panya, what is it?
Ignorance and clinging again.
In Tipitaka it says that Lopa is one's teacher and also one's follower, both. Because Lopa initiates the idea, doing this, going there, something like that. And the citta follows, attachment follows instantly.
A reference for that? I came across it, but I can't remember. It's a long time ago.
Yeah. As Kunsu P. Right.
Yeah.
it is a bit difficult that the Loba is a teacher, I understand. But Loba follows f- follows every moment. Is that the idea?
If it's not Lopa, who follows? It's in my talk, so they can check up.
We were just talking about my example this morning that I said it doesn't matter when I have dosa, and that Achan said, but even that you can have clinging to that. So I said, if I have not a good friend in Dhamma who tells me, how can I know? And Achan says, but you can find out, but I'm doubtful about that still. That I can find it out by myself when it is so subtle. And when you are wrong, you will keep on going wrong. You accumulate this, that you don't notice the loba, which is subtle in the development of Satipatthana.
Greeting and considering and reality appears.
I think that by nature, by accumulation, if you will, we have a lot of kilesa, and we are driven by lopa. You know, we have expectation. We were taught since we were little, you know, we need to set goal. You know, so from talking to Thanachan yesterday while walking, you know, I have understood that, you know, that there's no need, you know, to rush, no need to worry about Satipatthana. You can expect to have it, but it wasn't.
This morning, talking about Atan, Raru, and Ajahn, you mentioned that it was in the Tipitaka, and I'm just wondering how it's in the Sutta.
Samyutta Nikaya. Atimokkha is, I don't know the English word for Atimokkha.
Yeah, determination.
Yeah. It's the reality which determine. No. It arises with almost every citta, except some, the ahetuka citta. See, whenever there is lopa, there is atimokkha.
It does not arise with atimokkha.
Mm-hmm. At moment of having dosa, there is atimokkha as well. Any moment except some ahetuka citta. It does not arise with seeing, hearing.
When Jack was talking about knowing our own accumulations, can we really know or really comprehend, you know, in other words, when we start talking about comparing ourselves with other people or our knowledge or our, you know, I don't know, our wisdom, but one's, the wisdom, it seems like it's more of a moment-to-moment thing than a, this is my accumulate, you know, this sort of global concept.
One cannot get away from the idea of self as long as there is no awareness of a reality with right understanding of that characteristic as nama or rupa. So it cannot be anyone. When it's nama, it's nama. When it's rupa. That's all. But there can be right understanding of one's own accumulation because that object is object of awareness and it has arisen not at will. We do not have to think of wanting or to have any object because it's there already. Like this moment, it's here now. The object is here. Do we have to think to create it? Impossible. Nobody can do anything. Yeah. It's always there or here.
That's only the accumulation for that moment that you're referring to there, and not the, you know, the general accumulations of, you know, to be this kind of person or that kind of person.
That's why no matter when lopa arises or dosa arises, to whom, there are conditions for the arising of those realities. even right now, each moment is conditioned by a different pachaya.
The problem is that we that we are without sati. And that's why we cannot experience the moment.
We study, and it seems like we know a lot.
That's right.
But what about this moment?
That's right.
No understanding of citta and cetasika and rupa, where there is no awareness.
So that we must understand that our pandya has not grown, you know, to that level yet, mm-hmm. right? So we must continue to develop more, just listening more, considering more.
Having understanding, and understanding is sankhara khanda.
Yes.
So it is conditioned for right awareness, because right awareness must arise with panya.
And when panya is strengthened, and there's this condition for it arising, we don't have to ask anyone, because mm-hmm. itself, panya itself performs its task.
No need to say anything about it.
That's right. Because it is a function of panya to know it.
Because panya experiences reality as it is, it doesn't have to think about it anymore.
But when panya is not arising, there can be a moment of thinking.
Right.
You know? So there's a moment.
So panya can understand all realities as they are, of different level too.
So this is the distinction.
Panya and avicca, knowledge and ignorance, are different, quite opposite.
So if we see somebody doing something, some bad act, in fact, they could have immediately sati about anything following. So we can't judge external acts. I mean, there's no way of...
It's a long story about a moment of seeing whisper object. So one can see the moment of birth, no story yet. But citta, the patisanti citta, arises by kamma. And in that patisanti citta, we don't know what's there. According to that kamma, which would produce what kind of kusla and akusla and vipaka later, but it's there. The difference between the animal world and human being must be the patisanticitta. Because for patisanticitta, people are different because of different kinds, ways, deeds that all have been done before, which condition a moment of patisanticitta with or without right understanding. See, but that moment, nobody knows who one is. Who can know? Rupa Brahma? Can Rupa Brahma know at the moment of birth? No one. And the next moment after patisanticitta, birth consciousness, is pavanka. Nothing appears. So while one is fast asleep, is it dark or not? So one lives in darkness without eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, just the mind. So as soon as one just be conscious, the first process is lopa, with avicca, ignorance. They go together. But as soon as one begins to feel or to be conscious, the lopa is there, clinging to the being, to be, even one doesn't know what, but there is clinging already. And when there is the five spots, the eye base, ear base, nose base, tongue base, body base, body base is all over the body. Just a tiny spot. The rupa is so very fragile. When we talk about the 28 types of rupa, the 12 ones are gross. The visible object is gross because it appears, so one knows it, how gross it is because it appears. And sound, smell, taste, and tangible object, the 7 rupa, are gross